Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is May the 3rd. I apologize for the background noise here. Yeah, so this is May the 3rd. And today we'll be joined with the leadership in the big state of Texas. And we'll be focusing with the Zambian community in Houston. So welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Zambia Blog Talk Radio. And this is the ZANUS edition, which comes every Sunday at 2 p.m. So I'm looking forward to having a great show. And there will be President Gary, the association leader for the Houston chapter of Zambians. He will be joining us, and I'm sure he will be bringing two or three people from his executive, and we'll just be having a chat, trying to get to know what type of association exists there, what type of Zambians are out there, what the association is working on, what are the plans, and things like that. So we look forward to an informative, and at the same time, we'll try our best to make it as entertaining as possible. Usually when you are dealing with hard facts, like this, interviewing somebody, it may be a little bit tricky sometimes, of course, to throw in a little entertainment, but we'll try our level best to ensure that at least this 1 hour is productive. So again, let me go ahead and introduce our special guest. Our special guest is, of course, President Gary Banda. Are you there, Mr. Banda?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Good.
Thank you for having me.
Good. I'm happy to have you on the show. And, of course, here in Indiana, we are taking advantage of the sunshine. It's nice and warm. So I'm sure that sunshine is sort of the norm for you guys in the huge state. How is the weather that side?
It's hot, a little bit humid. We're trying to stay indoors, of course, with the COVID-19. So we're limiting our going outside and that kind of stuff.
Oh, good. Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, this COVID-19 is changing a lot of things. So we are hoping that a solution can be found, especially for our folks back home. The good thing with the situation happening in Zambia is that we are not seeing as much death compared to up here. So we are hoping at least the curve, it's not that crazy out there, because you know in New York it's too much. So who else do you have joining with you today, sir? Mr. Banda, who do you have with you from your executive?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello?
I was just asking.
I should have the vice president, Mama P, we call her Priscilla as well. We should also have the secretary general, Mwemba.
Oh, good. Yeah, so our system here, it works a little bit different. So I've seen the number of people who have called, but I do not know their, I mean, it doesn't give me the name. So you have to help me with the last four digits of the phone number. At least the good thing is we're not asking for the last four digits of the social. The system only shows the phone number.
So I'm using my phone here.
So for the VP... so that I can unmute them, you have to tell me the last four, because I'm seeing some numbers. I don't know which ones are.
Give me one second, because I'm using my phone for this broadcast. Give me one second.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. So in the meantime, let me go ahead and say hi to my colleague in Georgia, Bella. How is Atlanta today?
It's good. Unfortunately, my place is noisy with my little one, so I'll have to be on mute most of the time, though.
Oh, good. No, that's totally understandable. Yeah, so let me go ahead. There was somebody who was on the road driving, so I had to cut out the background noise. So So in terms of the let me just regroup again and sort of go through the ground rules for our discussion / interview. So today we are joined by the Zambian leadership in the state of Texas. In Texas, there are two associations. There is the association in Dallas, and then there is another association in Houston, because I'm sure we all know Texas is a huge state. So I'm not aware if there are Zambians as far as, I mean, there could be some Zambians in Austin and other places, but I don't know if they have an association. But today's interview will get the sense of who belongs to the Zambian community in Houston, the extent of their association, because I know the Texas is huge. So I know for the Dallas people, they maybe one or two people from outside Dallas who are part of the Zambian Association of Houston. So today we'll be learning a little bit more what the association comprises of and things like that, what the association is doing during this time of COVID-19, what are the missions, what is the vision for the association, if there are any special projects going on or events planned in the coming future and things like that. Hopefully you've had a chance to review the last four numbers of your two colleagues that you've invited.
Yes, I've actually sent it to you. Just check
okay,
the WhatsApp.
Good. Oh, okay. Okay, so...
And the vice president should be on the road. She's actually traveling out of town. So maybe that's who muted.
Exactly. Because I was getting some sort of background noise. So that's the 4342. That should be the VP. And then the 58. Let me unmute. Welcome to Zambia Block Talk Radio. I'm hoping this is the Secretary General. The last four numbers ending in 7558. Welcome to Zambia, ZANU's radio show.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having us. My name is Mwemba.
Oh, welcome, Mr. Mwemba. Yeah, so the first question, Mr. Gary Banda, tell us a little bit about yourself. Who is Gary Banda? When did you join the association there? What led you to join the association? So just give us a little bit of background about yourself. Take it away.
Where to start? I'm a mechanical engineer by profession. I've worked as a midstream analyst for the past 5 years. I can't remember exactly when I joined the association, but I'd like to say maybe around 2008. One thing that I liked about the association was the togetherness. And how everybody seemed to help each other. Compared to other organizations, we are still a young organization. We just had our first elections, I believe, 2 years ago. So this is the first time that we've actually been a structured association. We're making progress moving in the right direction. But, compared to other organizations, we're still a baby organization.
Oh, good. So you are saying the association has only been in existence in less than 5 years?
2 years. Even though we had the president prior to that, we didn't really have a constitution. I think mainly because a lot of people didn't want to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were very reluctant into being part of the leadership. But with each year, we've actually grown, and people have actually become more interested.
Oh, okay, that's good. So before we go any further, let me give an opportunity to Mr. Mwemba to give us a little bit of background about himself.
Yes, sir. So I personally joined. Well, I was there since inception of the community, just to touch up on what Mr. Banda was saying before. So before we actually had a official association, it was just more so gatherings of people, Zambians to be very specific. That was what was going on for a while, and then we decided to officially form an association. So myself personally, I'm an artist. I do photography and entrepreneurship. I've always had a passion for, you know, being surrounded with my people, and that's what led me into joining the community and the association. Was that the question? Did I answer it?
Oh yeah. Oh yes. Yeah. Because basically, just trying to get some general background. So, yeah. No, that's actually perfect. So, what led now? Switching back to president. I'll get back to you, Mr. Mwenda. Is it Mwemba or Mwenda?
Definitely Mwemba with a B.
Mwemba. Oh, Mwemba. Yeah. Mwemba. That's Tonga, right?
Yeah. Funny enough, it is. But I'm actually Soli.
Oh, sorry. Oh, okay. No, actually, we'll put you under the Tonga group. That's a bigger group. Okay. Yeah. So, President Gary Banda, why did you join the Zambian Association? What led you to be actively involved, and how? Give us the runaround until you being the president.
Was the question why I joined ZANUS or why I joined EDSIA? I didn't understand.
No, our focus is looking at the Houston chapter. Why did you get involved with the association there? What was there a specific event that led you to be part of the group? And the follow-up question is, how did you become the association president?
I think maybe because I wanted to be around people that I could relate to, culturally, spiritually. So I think that's the reason why I joined the association. And you know, just the people in our community just, you know, are very welcoming. So even when I first moved to, because I moved from Arizona to Houston. So when I first moved here, the first event I attended, everybody was just welcoming. Like, I felt like I was part of the family. So from the first go, it just made it easy to be part of the community. You know, the more people I knew, the more I felt I was part of this community. And when it came to the elections, I was a little bit reluctant, but I had a few people that talked to me and said, no, you know, we see you as a leader and would like for you to take up a position. Originally, I was voted in as vice president, but unfortunately, the president the president that won the elections got a job in another state and had to relocate. So that's how I became president.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah,
so it's always good, I think, as Zambians, when we relocate to these parts of the world to stay united, stay engaged. And one way that most of the people that I talk to, they stay connected with others, it's through the formation of these associations. So that was a good thing that you guys did, just to get the Zambians at least on one page. So in terms of numbers for Houston, can you talk a little bit about the membership, a little bit about the structure of the association itself and the size of the membership, and if at all there are any membership dues?
So the structure, we have seven executive positions, of course, starting with the president, then vice president, secretary general, treasurer, and three executive positions. In terms of membership, it varies. Usually it kind of peaks during the election year. Because, of course, people are motivated to vote for their candidates So it usually peaks in the election year. How many Zambians are in Houston? That's a very good question. But in terms of active Zambians, I would say about maybe 200 or so. Of course, we do have some Zambians that maybe do not want to be part of the association for various reasons. But in terms of active members, from time to time, we'd say about 200. And probably you're looking at a quarter of those numbers that pay membership. Membership,
oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, membership is usually at at $50 for the whole year. And with membership, with membership, you get it. Once you pay membership, you get a chance to discounts to certain functions that we have, and also the possibility of getting, a gift from the.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay. Yeah. So it appears you guys, there's a bunch of you out there in Houston, because if you have 200 members, and those are the ones that are sort of actively engaged or have some sort of membership registration with you, and I'm sure there's a bunch more who are sitting on the fence. So what is the association doing in terms of reaching out to Zambians who sit on the fence? These are Zambians who say, I don't want to be part of the group. I want to stay in my own lane. Is there any deliberate action plan that the association embarks on to reach out to such Zambians? Either of you, the Secretary General, could take on that one, or any of you can attempt on that one.
Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I can hear. Yes, sir.
Oh, I think I may have gone on mute. Yeah, I was saying that we never want to force anybody that does not want to be part of the community. But at the same time, if these community members ever need help from us, we are always available. So that's how my executive that's how we're taking it, because you never want to plead for people. At the same time, they need to know the value of associating with other community members. So we are available to everybody, those who are willing to join the association, those that want to remain in their own. Those that don't want to be part of the association, we respect that and leave them alone.
Oh, good. Yeah, now switching gears a little bit now to the Secretary General. Can you speak a little bit about the membership from your perspective, and if there are any deliberate plans to reach out to those who are sitting on the fence? And also, do you have Zambians outside Houston who subscribe to your chapter?
Yes. So as far as for the memberships, I think what works for us is we do a great job with disseminating, putting out information out there, even for the people who are on the fence. I feel like our digital platforms, that's something that works out in our favor as far as putting information out there. Even people who are not subscribed as per se members, they're still involved and know what's going on with the community. And we do actually have a lot of people who are not residents, or I would say live in Houston, who actually are subscribed to us as far as what we're doing. Not more so as far as members, but more so as just subscribers of our organization.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, because I'm sure you guys, you are in close proximity to the chapter in Dallas. Would you say
absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm sure you work hand in hand with President Kazembe and his team. Would you say Dallas has more Zambians, or would you say Houston has more Zambians?
Dallas definitely, in my perspective, I would say Dallas definitely has a lot more Zambians. It's just always been like that. There's a lot of Zambians who settle in Dallas. But it's always intertwining because there's always people moving to Houston, there's always people going to Dallas. So,
kind of
works.
See.
That works. Yeah, we're very in tune with what I would say there, what is going on in Dallas, simply because of the whole. It's mostly in Texas. Those are the two states that Zambians travel. I mean, not states, but cities where Zambians mostly travel to, in between Dallas and Houston.
Oh, good. All right, so you're listening to Zanlu's radio show. It comes every Sunday at 2 p.m. And today's guests, we are talking to the leadership of the Zambian Association in the huge state of Texas. And this is President Gary Banda, and he's brought along his Secretary General, Mr. Mwemba, and also the Vice President. He's on the road. The Vice President is on the road, but I'm sure he'll be able to join once they're situated. So we're just having a little discussion, trying to learn a little bit more about the chapter in Houston. So at this point, I'm sure Zanlu's radio show, most of you who are joining for the first time may not know, it's a platform by the association network. So on this show, it could be today, you could be me moderating or doing the interview. The next day, you might be hearing from somebody else. So we usually take turns leading the moderation of the interview. So on this call, I'm joined by the former association president of the state of Chicago, Mr. Blair Siajunza, is listening. Do you have a question, sir, for our guest?
Thank you, President Noah, and I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you for keeping this going. And President Gary, thank you for the awesome job you're doing in Houston. I've actually visited your area a couple of times. I used to support some work around the NRG Stadium when the Super Bowl was over there. So I'm quite familiar with that area. But what I wanted to ask was, you mentioned that you have a couple of Zambians, about 200 Zambians in that area. So what effort, because, you know, the key thing I think that we need to always emphasize is, of course, we know the value of belonging to associations, but there are some people, Zambians, that are disconnected, and we need to keep reminding each other of the importance of reconnecting with your own, because, you know, right now we're dealing with the COVID environment and we really need to be attuned to the numbers. So when President Noah asked you how many Zambians are in the Houston area, I really was hoping for a affirmative answer. And all I'm asking is what do you think, and this applies to everybody, even in Chicago and Indianapolis and other associations, what can we do to bring Zambians to a platform where we can know the numbers? But we don't want to hear about the Zambian that died somewhere and nobody knew they were there. So what can we do to bring Zambians together? At least if they can't join the association, how can they self-report either to the embassy or to some platform where we can know what the numbers are?
So what we're currently doing is trying to use social media to our advantage. We usually put out newsletters, monthly newsletters on our platforms, either WhatsApp or Facebook, to share information to those who are active in the community as well as those who may be on the fence or informed but don't want anything to do with the community. So we actually share a lot of information that is on our media platforms. I don't know if the Secretary General can help me out here. If he has anything to add.
So what seems to be working out for us is we have a very structured database system that helps us very much, even with people who are not per se wanting to be a part of what we're doing. We make it very easy to get people's information and for people to sign up. So whether somebody is on our social media or on our website or whatever the case might be, we have an integrated system that puts all that information together. So it's very easy for us to track people, which helps us actually reach out to more people because it makes our job easier per se than just trying to ballpark it. I don't know if that makes any sense.
Okay. Yeah, President Blair, do you feel your question has been answered?
Yeah, I think this is why I think the note is a very important platform. We need to kind of figure out, and I know it's challenging, because of background of Zambians. When you come here, there are some Zambians that don't want to associate with other, and we know the dynamic is probably because of personal privacy issues, but I think we need to cross an umbrella that is wide enough for everybody to feel comfortable, whether you feel like your personal issues are too private. I think there should be proxy networking, something, whether your job or your hobby or something that we can bring under the umbrella so that we all feel like there's space for us. And I think that's the premise with which we approach the Zanus concept. We're trying to make sure that we bring together the Ubuntu concept. I am because you are. I recognize you. I don't care. Because I'll give you, to be blunt, say, for example, the LGBT issues. There are Zambians who feel, because they are probably in that category, they don't feel like, you know, they have. And we're trying to say you have space, because we don't want to hear about you when something bad has happened to you. We've got to hear from you while you're alive, while you're, you know, breathing. And part of the reason, and I'm so glad when you asked me the question, why did you become involved with it? How I became involved with the association is because there was a Zambian that came to Chicago a couple of years back, and I'll try and respect their privacy, but I got a call about 11 p.m., and they said, and he was in a... it's not even a nursing home. Probably she was at point of death. Palliative care is what she was going through, you know. So she managed to have an association with African Americans who belong to the Watchtower community religiously, and they were caring for her. But when it came to the final moment, they didn't know what to do with her. So they reached out to a nurse who they thought was from Africa, and it turned out she was from Zambia. So she actually called me and said, there's a Zambian here, and this is the situation. She's been in palliative care for 2 weeks. So my wife and I drove over there, and literally the next morning she was gone. And what I had to do was she spoke Soli, and I think one of Mr. Mwemba said he's Soli. The lady was Soli. So I managed to put together my story, and I tried, do you have a number that we can call in Zambia? They gave me a number of my brother, and I called him, and I spoke to him in story this situation, and I put the phone to her ear, and the brother spoke in story, and you could see she was trying to respond, but it was too late. And the next morning, she was gone. So we don't want to have things like that happen. We'd rather network now while we still have ideas, we still have final. So I don't want to take a long and winding road, but I thank you guys for what you're doing in Houston, and let's keep it going. And if we can bring more Zambians, I know there are a lot more in Dallas, in Texas. Actually, Texas is Nevis Mumba, when he came to the U.S., he facilitated a lot of Zambians came to that state. And I know there are a lot. So we need to just find, whether it's through religion, whether it's through work, whatever the platform that we need to reach out to the Zambians in the state of Texas and in other states. Let's do that. That's my message. Thank you, Bonanno, and thank you, President Gary.
Yeah, thank you, President Blair, for taking time to at least put a more meat to why, as association presidents, we have to have deliberate plans in play to reach out to our communities. Because I know for the most part, most of our people tend to sort of sit on the fence, but when you ask them, they usually have a reason why they're sitting on the fence. So us as leaders belonging to these associations, we have to have deliberate action, deliberate steps and plans of reaching out to especially those who sit on the fence. I can speak a little bit about what we're doing in Indiana, but I think we can sort of chat with the leadership outside this call. So at this point, we're going to switch gears and bring in President Charles Wembia from the great state of Florida to chip in and ask a question. Take it away, sir.
Well, thank you so much, President Noah, and thank you, President Gary, with your team over there. Yeah, I've been to Houston, I think we met last year, and thanks for the great job you're doing and in your community over there. Yes. I would just, can everybody hear me clearly?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
We can hear.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Yes, I'd just like to find out what have you found to be the three most pressing challenges among Zambians in your community? Yeah, because some time back, the Zanos conducted the survey, and different communities were coming up with, we had people who, especially those that are still working on their status, it was job opportunities, challenge to get jobs, others it, and immigration, and those that already had, they brought up various challenges that they face. Among them were, being able to get things like mortgages, and it was a myriad of challenges. So I just wanted to find out what are the most pressing challenges in the community, and maybe we can learn from you what you are doing to meet them, or you can even just bring up one or two, if you don't mind.
I believe the main one has been life insurance. I think it's one that we continue to tackle and find a solution for. Many people get their life insurance. Many community members get their life insurance through their work, but you do have a few people who might be unemployed or I'm sorry, I'm hearing some background noise. I'm not sure.
Okay, let me see.
Yeah, so yeah, life insurance has been the one that we are trying to tackle. Usually, when we have something challenging, we of course involve the community, and sometime this year we plan on sending out a survey to see how many community members would like to get life insurance outside of their work. I remember one productive meeting we had in Zanus that talked about two life insurance companies, one in Zambia and one here. So we'd like to use that knowledge to inform our our members here in the options that they may have for life insurance. The other thing is participation in the community. Though we may have that many people in the community, participation definitely tends to vary. So we usually use each event as a test to gauge what went wrong, what went right, and base the next events off those results. Definitely the first year, the events, you know, we made more losses compared to the second year. We actually made profits based off the results that we got. I'll give you a quick example. In the first year, we decided to use a hole, even though it was cheap for independence. The attendance was not what we had expected. So in the second year, we decided to be a little bit creative and actually had the event at the park. So we priced or the budget for that event. And we also had a fundraising as well as a T-shirt. You know, we made T-shirts for the community. So that greatly helped us take us from the red to the black in terms of profits. So yeah, those are the two things that I think not only my community is facing, but I think other communities from the GoFundMe pages I've seen is that, you know, we need to find a way to make our community members sign up for life insurance. And regardless of the age, you know, I mean, you know, death does not choose the old or the young. It can happen to anybody. I don't know if the secretary did not like to add. Oh, and President Noah, the vice president will be on the road for the rest of the trip. So I don't know if you have any questions for her. That would be nice.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So thank you, sir, for that explanation. And we have a number of people who I think I'm gonna go ahead and unmute, except for I think the vice president because there's a little bit of background noise. So I think I'll unmute everyone. So anyone who has a question, feel free to just jump in. And I know we are joined. I'm going to put Dr. Msanji on the spot. Dr. Msanji is one of our elders in our community that I'm sure all of us know. And he's been a champion for us having life insurance. He's actually traveled with Mr. Trevor Kakungu, going to different parts of the country to encourage people to having life insurance. So I think if the group in Texas is looking for some advice, I think Dr. Msanji will be one of the resources that you may have. I don't know if the great doctor has anything to add.
Encouraged to hear from Mr. Banda, if I'm correct, who is talking about the association in Houston. Yes, I'm very happy to hear that one of their focus points is to make sure that every Zambian there or family, they have life insurance. It is true. For me, the advocacy for life insurance is a life, it's a personal experience. My young brother died without life insurance in London, 1993. We faced a lot of problems to bring his body back to Zambia. But he finally struggled and we brought him back to Zambia. But after that, I came to America the same year, and after I have always known that you need to have life insurance. Life insurance, we are very far from home, and each one of us needs to be secure. And things like the new order of GoFundMe for funerals is not sustainable. If you are lucky, you may get some money. But most of the time, people have to struggle because there's no budget for funerals. Everybody has to some bills to pay. And if you look at funeral GoFundMe's, they actually take away from your family savings, or instead of taking my grandchildren for dinner somewhere, you end up, because Zambians are very compassionate, they end up paying that money to the GoFundMe for a funeral. Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, death is not an accident. It's not an emergency. We can plan about it and try to make sure that. So, if the association in Houston would like to get this other Zambian insurance from Madison, that would be very good, you know, because the people who are in professional people, they have life insurance from their jobs, but there are people who are not, who don't have that privilege, and there are a lot of situations. Each person has a different situation, and there may be people who may be interested to get that life insurance from Madison, but you get a 5% discount if you are doing it from the association, like the one we have here in Philadelphia. We work very well with the Zambian insurance. We have a few people who have signed up, not everybody. Yeah, so I think that is all. I just wanted to thank who was speaking. I think is the president for Dallas, or is it Mr. Mwemba? Yeah, keep it up. And I come to Houston. There's a Mrs. Nganga there, Elita Nganga. She's my sister-in-law, my immediate young sister to my wife. So I come to Houston many times. We will meet very one day. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Musanji. Thank you, Dr. Musanji. Yeah, so now the leadership in Houston, either the president or the secretary general, or maybe even the vice president, any one of you can just pick up this question. So what plans, in light of what we are seeing around the world, this global pandemic, COVID-19, what is the association doing in terms of mitigating if there are Zambians out there who, I don't know if there are Zambians in your area who have this condition, or is there anything else that the association is doing to help the people in Zambia? Just can you speak a little bit about the association in light of the COVID-19? What is the game plan going forward?
Well, the game plan is to make sure that we give verified information to our community members. You know, first and foremost, our priority is our community members. So, like I said in our newsletter, if you go on our Facebook page, we submit, you know, monthly newsletters where we highlight key information, free food, free masks, and that kind of information. That way that our community members are able to get the need that they need. You know, in terms of helping at home, as part of ZANUS, we have contributed some form of donation to kind of help out with the masks and I think testing kits. That's our contribution to at home. So over here in Houston, pretty much we just, you know, giving verified information to our community members, making sure that they get the services that they need, and just not only free food or free masks. As you know, people staying at home or losing their jobs, we have to make sure that they're also getting good counseling. So we've actually come across free counseling websites or numbers, which we've actually shared with the community. This way, our community members get the need that the help that they need, as well as the privacy. You know, they don't have to feel like they're telling another Zambian and this person be able to spread all that information to the rest of the community. So they do get that privacy by us offering them that type of information.
Oh, all right, that's good. That's good. That's good, sir. So the Secretary General, anything you want to add on in terms of Houston Association moving forward? Do you have any plans as far as events for the rest of the year? Are they still on or are they canceled?
As of right now, we're still going back and forth with the executive. That's determinant upon the laws that are placed for us. We're not sure yet, but we don't have anything planned so far. But as I said before, that's still in the works with the executive. And then as far as I just wanted to touch up. As far as the association, I forgot the name, but the first president who came on the phone and was talking about what we could do better to engage people. I just wanted to add what's been working for us is Houston is a very tight-knit, family-based community. I feel like what works for us is our ability to incorporate family values in a lot of things that we do and also be able to listen to our people. I feel like the main thing that keeps people away is they feel like they're not being heard or they're not being represented. We've made it easy for us to hear people out and also create that platform of a family-based oriented type of community. I feel like that goes a long way, and it's something that has definitely helped us in our efforts for engaging people. I just wanted to add that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. You're listening to Zanu's radio show. Comes every Sunday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And to this afternoon's guest is President Gary Banda with the Zambian Association of Houston. He's joined by his Secretary General, and his VP is on the road. So if anyone has a question for our guest, feel free to jump in. I have unmuted all the mics. If you have a question, just go ahead and jump in.
President Noah.
Hi, Mr. Noah.
Maybe if we can hear from the Vice President. You know, it'd be nice to
is
hear
she able
from.
To talk now?
She might be on the road, but it'd be nice to hear from you know, the woman's perspective of what we're doing, because this organization is actually dominated by women, so. Or, you know, would like for her to at least say something, even though she's on the road.
Yes. Yeah, Madam Vice President, your mic is unmuted, so if you are able to tune in, feel free to... let me do this. Let me ask you a specific question. This is for the Vice President. Can you give us a little bit background about yourself and then what you're working on? And so that at least, because you missed out in the first part of the show when the other leaders were talking about a little bit about themselves. So just in a few words, who is the Vice President for the state of Houston?
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Priscilla Chitundagisi, and I've been in Houston since quite a long time, actually. And, you know, we've been meeting here and there. And I'm a mother of four, have 9 grandkids, and have a lot of brothers and sisters, a lot of children, actually, here in Houston. I'm a nurse by profession. What else you want to know about me? I love my Houston community. And as the president said, we have quite a bit of people, you know, who come and go, who don't want to belong. And we are working towards, you know, being lenient with everybody, because you don't want to chase anybody away. You know, we are there when we are needed, and we'll be waiting until they come. So... what was the other question that you said?
Yeah, so basically we just wanted to get a sense of what is the direction of the association in light of the COVID-19.
Everybody else knows, we are staying indoors, and those who can work, we are working, and as the world is opening up, everything is digitally done. We're on Facebook, we have WhatsApp, and we are communicating that way. As planning on any events for this year, we haven't done anything as of yet.
Okay. So membership is something that a lot of associations struggle with. How is your association encouraging people to pay their membership?
It's a way of, when we tell them about membership and what membership carries, you know, discounts to events, and being put on, when we do the draws, when we have our independence or whatever, we put in the drawings, and people who are paid up and people who've done the most in the community get a free gift. So we try to encourage them, because being a member and paying up membership is what helps the community go. You know, we don't do it the way we do at home, like kasaka kaunga on the head, you know, we're going around to take to somebody's funeral, somebody's wedding. Over here, we have to pay up membership so that we can try to help in certain things that are needed, weddings, funerals, and these other things that are needed. So
okay.
Hopefully I answered the question.
thank you, madam, for that. Yeah, so this next question, anyone, the three of you can tackle this one. So this, your association there, when it comes to elections, I know mostly other associations, we usually struggle enticing or encouraging people to be actively involved. And I think I can speak for the state, the city of Pittsburgh. I have had some challenges encouraging the association president of the Pittsburgh area to sort of remain on board. And I think the same for Minnesota. The leadership, I think, when they had the election, the outgoing group had no one to take over from them. What plans is Houston putting in place to ensure that there's a continuity of these services and, I mean, association? Because you don't want, when they say either President Gary steps aside and people say, no, I don't want to be part of the association. How are you planning for succession?
I think from the voice you've heard representing Houston, I think you've heard of the experienced males as well as youth. So that's what we're doing for continuation. We are involving everybody to be part of the committee. By doing this, we ensure that continues, I guess, by involving the youth. If you don't involve the youth early, that's what's going to come. Mwemba is one of the youngest in the executive community, but he's very, 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 very active, and has really, really helped develop this community. The reason why we have it planned like that is because we would like our executive to continue in the future. The other thing is that we make sure that not everybody, everybody gets off in the next elections. We make sure that some people from the previous executive stay on. This way, we ensure continuity. Because if everybody leaves, then all the development that we've made up to that point dies with it. So we've, you know, as they, like I said, we're still young, but, you know, most of us executive members, we have agreed that, look, we need to stay on. Not all of us can actually leave at the same time, because we have to make sure that whatever we've started building continues in the future. Like I said, we're including experienced, we're including our youth, in order for that continue to continue, I guess.
Okay, all right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. At least you are getting the youth involved, and also the Secretary General, you pointed out that he also belongs to that age group, which is good. So we are coming down to the last stretch of 4 minutes or less. So I'll just give each one of you in 30 minutes or less your last pitch message to folks in Houston who may be listening to you and who are not part of the association. What do you have to say to them?
We you know, whenever they're ready, we welcome them with open arms. The same way I was welcomed in the community. You know, we're there for them. We're one family. And whenever they feel reaching out to us, they can reach out to us either through Facebook, WhatsApp, some key ways to reach out to us. Then we'll be able to give them our personal numbers and then reach out to them. I just wanted to add one thing. No, I know we don't have that much time. With, you know, the way things work in our community, you know, though we're a small community, we, you know, we usually involve our community members in most of the decision making, and I think that's why we have been successful in some of the things that we've done in the community. Take for instance the shirt initiative that we had. You know, we as an executive came up with three community logos. Then we had the community actually choose which logo they would like to have on their shirts and dress up for independence. We learned two things from doing this. The first was that the logo that the exec community would choose was actually the one that was voted the least. So this taught us that sometimes as executive members, we may think that we know what's right for the community, but if we don't ask them, then we won't, you know, we might be doing things wrong. The second thing was that the participation was really, really good. It motivated a lot of exec community members into actually buying this shirt. So if you actually go on our Facebook page, you'll be able to see, you know, our last independence, you know, everybody wearing their shirts proudly because they felt like they were part of the decision-making. So that's one thing that we've taken in, you know, in our decision-making.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you, sir. So the Secretary General, in 15 seconds, your last pitch to your community, 15 seconds or less.
I would say, like we always say, one Zambia, one nation, regardless of where we are. Our culture and traditions are beautiful as a country, and I feel like we need to push and continue doing that, and it's beneficial to everybody just to be surrounded by your country folks and just continue on our traditions.
All right, that's good, good. Now, the VP, in 10 seconds or less, your final word. Okay, looks like the VP may be muted. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of our show. We were talking to the leadership in the great state of Texas. This was the Association of Zambians in Houston, led by President Gary, who had his Secretary General, Mr. Mwemba, and also the her Vice President joining us on the show. So we look forward to another exciting show next week. Hopefully you've enjoyed learning one or two things about the Zambian community in the state of Houston, in the state of Texas, in the city of Houston. So till next time we meet again, thank you and bye-bye for now. Thank you, President Gary and your team, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.